Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Great I Am Radio, raising the vibration on everyday life matters with heart and soul. Here's your host, Rebecca Johns.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. It is a joy to be with you. We got sun in Southeast Michigan on March 7th. It's a good day. Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. It is Tuesday. It's a good day. They call it Transformation Tuesday. I don't know if y'all are transforming anything, but if you haven't, I guess it's a good day to start. The Bible tells us in Romans 12 that transforming our lives begins with the renewing of our minds. In holistic medicine, we say where your mind goes, your body follows. Coincident or not, I've been reading at noon on TikTok. Some of you are on my channel there. You're welcome to follow me there, Rebecca L. Johns, HHP. But at 12 o'clock all this week, I'm reading live from the book As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. It's powerful because I don't know that we really have grasped that with our own thoughts, our own thinking, our own focus, our own concentration, our belief, what is coming from the heart in us literally manifests. Our marriage, it's our money, it's our sex, it's our body, it's our health, it's our career, it's our education, it's our social circle, it's our family and friends, it's our car. I was speaking with a young man just a little while ago who's a new client, 31 years old, dad of three, out of a long-term relationship, going into another one. And he just said, Rebecca, I haven't had a dad in my life raising me. I didn't know how to do certain things. I've had to grab at things in life. It's right there. As a man thinketh, so he becomes. And that's not just males, by the way. That's human being when I say as a man thinketh. Because that vibrational thought, that essence of what is going on in our mind is also going on in our hearts. And what it is that goes on in our hearts, what we really believe, does absolutely correlate to what we achieve. And many of us haven't taken the time. You know, this young man said, to be honest, I think about wanting to be better all the time, but I don't have time. I'm working and I'm raising kids and I'm dealing with what my mom needs and I'm going over to the, you know, I'm doing all this stuff. It's on my mind all the time. Gosh, I want to be better. Gosh, I want to do better. But I don't know how to. I don't know where to get that in. And that's really the heart of our conversation today, is creating a healthy life from the heart, giving time for yourself to reflect. My special guest today is a Jackie of many trades. I can't say a Jack. She's a Jackie of many trades. She's got a heart the size of Texas, and she has a story of growth and becoming in her own walk with God, living her own great I am life as a woman and entrepreneur. And she knows, not just from personal experience, but from in her own, her sharing with others, that it takes a creative passion inside of you to make your dreams come true. It takes a creative passion inside of you to sit in situations that may not be comfortable, but that God is not saying it's time to move out of yet. She knows what it's like to get a conviction deep inside of her to make something happen in the world and stay true to it and persist and persist and persist to achieve. She definitely will call herself a creative, but I like to call her a healing creative. She's used art and heart to help women heal. She's been an inspirational speaker for many women's retreats, and she's here today to share with us her story of ups and downs and creating life on her terms, designing life of glory and grace. Please help me welcome Kelly Chauncey to Great I Am Radio. Good afternoon, sister. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Rebecca. Thank you so much. I'm just honored to be here with you today.
It's so great to talk to you. I feel like it's been a minute since we've even talked. It's great to hear your voice.
I know. Well, I was sitting here thinking, I'm so choked up and touched by what you said, I don't know how much I can talk now. Thank you so much.
I was getting choked up, too. I'm like, moved to tears as I'm talking about you. I had to slow my words down thinking, oh, my gosh. Number one, I wrote that. That's really good. Number two, that's really who Kelly is. Like, no. I was like, that's really who you are, Kel.
Thank you. Coming from you, that is something that is, you know, it's just something from God above that will definitely stick inside the walls of my heart for the rest of my life. I really appreciate you speaking those things because words, like you said, words matter. They just matter.
Yes. They are our creative force. Mm-hmm. They are our creative force. So let's, you've got an awesome story. I mean, just you as a person have a great story.
Thank you.
It's not always been fabulous. It's not like you have a great life because you were handed a great life. You have a great life because you were handed a life and you've chosen to be procreative and making it great. So can you start with just telling our audience a little bit about who you are and where you came from and kind of bridge the gap of where you developed this mindset of having the great I am in your own life, having God's will working and the spirit working in and through you and healing and living that optimal life. Can you kind of bridge us to how that became something important to you?
Oh, I would love to share my story because, as you know, our stories, it's not our map. You know, we get to choose the road. But when I was a little girl, I had a mom and dad that were very young. And all they knew when they got married, my mom was 17 and my dad was 18, and they had babies right away. And all they knew is that they were never going to leave us kids, never get divorced. They were very committed. They found God later, you know, after a few years of starting to have children. And because children will do that, you know, there has to be a higher being to get through it all, you know. Help, we have children. So I did start out feeling very loved, and I learned about God from a very young age. And I'm really grateful for that because I've always felt his presence. My view of God has, throughout my life, my father worked for IBM, so we moved all over creation, and it was a lot of trauma moving and new friends and greeting old ones and trying to figure out who I am when nothing was really stable. But I always was taught that there was purity and holiness in who God was. And and I'm really grateful for that. That foundation of him showing up in my life has been very consistent. However, as all of us know, our stories get really complicated and there's a lot of trauma. And we know that the enemy uses trauma to hide behind. The demonic world just hides behind that trauma to trip you up. And then you start living out of that trauma like it's just part of your personality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just basically had a checklist of life through middle school, through high school, through college, that, you know, if you get married and you have babies and you do this and you do that, and then you'll have a great life and God will bless you and all of those things. Well, as you know, life isn't perfect. Life isn't going to go that way. And my relationship with God is not a checklist by any means. and he has taken me through so many times of my life that have been so hard that he's allowed to be super difficult, almost to strip me down into the being that he created when I was 6, 7, 8 years old, the purest form of who I am. And it's been incredibly painful, incredibly, like, face down in my life, on my knees, not having any direction or understanding or, you know, even really dealing with my emotions, you know, just kind of staying busy or, you know, focusing on this or traveling here. You know how we just stay busy in our life and we don't really do the self-care of just sitting in the quiet. And about 5 years ago, my husband, we had a very, probably one of the most difficult things hit our family. My husband lost his job, and it was in a very harrowing, just demeaning, bullying kind of way. And, you know, we as humans just have all these identities and things that really can't bring anything just sustainable in our life at all. So that started a journey, no income, one day at 2 o'clock, no income. What do you do? My husband, it was the most out-of-body experience because it was, you know, my husband was dealing with his grief and he's a musician. And so where do you go? You can't go to the Craigslist to find a job to be a musician when you've done that your whole life in a certain area. So we just sat, and I had vertigo for like 6 weeks. My body was just screaming at me. And a few years prior to that, God told me to get my house in order. I didn't really know what that meant, so I just purging. I started, you know, thinking, well, instead of kind of getting the kitchen updated, we got his studio updated in case he ever needed to come home. That's what God told me. In case he ever needed to come home and work from his studio, he needed a studio that he could serve others in. And in the time we were doing his studio, I was creating my art studio. I have an art studio called Girl Untethered, things we need to untether from and things we need to tether to. And so I had been doing, you know, art healing, and that journey had started for me. So when this happened, you know, that busy side of myself to try to make things feel a little bit better, I just opened my studio to a women's group that needed a place to meet. And we studied books and we did heart healing and creative healing with our creator. And it was in that.
But you have to know how she spells it, y'all. She spells it HEART.
Yeah.
That's the magic. And art from the heart.
Yeah.
I want them to not miss that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, God is our greatest creator. And most people, when they sit down to be creative, feel the first thing out of their mouth normally is, I'm not really creative. I can't really do anything. And it's just something that we've disconnected from because we are such a creation from the Almighty. Of course we're creative. It's just we have to awaken it. And by the end of each retreat or each session, their eyes were coming alive, like, look what I did. And it was just like, right? Let me give you an example of what we did. I had the ladies take a journal. And for about 2 weeks before we met, they just wrote everything down that the enemy told them or they thought was their thoughts of things that were stealing their life or stealing their light or telling them who they were when it's not of God. And they came and they burned it. We burned the journals in my fire pit. And then we took the ashes and we put it into paint, acrylic paint. So they used the art and that paint with all the ashes, knowing they knew what was in the ashes. And they started painting anything that they wanted. And it was making, you know, taking ashes and making it, creating beauty into that. And my most favorite story
beauty out of ashes. I love it.
Literally. Well, one of my friends that was kind of my soul sister at the time, she started painting and she was making this beautiful dragonfly. And she said, "Kelly, come here." So I went over to her little easel and she was painting. And there was one little chunk of paper that didn't burn. And it was sitting in her wing. And the word was love. It did not burn.
Oh.
Painting. So, yeah. So anytime we meet in that studio, the Holy Spirit is there. And, I mean, he does things that we're just like, what? You know, we're just like all high-fiving each other and just speechless, really. So it was in the studio that I did this woman's group. And a girl invited me to join this clean living space. It was a social selling space that was just getting ready to launch. So I would be a ground, partner in the launch. And this woman is from Tennessee. Her name is Jamie Cross. And you could tell that she knew women were starving for community and starving for purpose and starving for knowing who God made them to be and creating a culture where there's no gossip. And if you're doing better and I can cheer you on as a woman, then that makes me happy and at peace, you know, lifting the other one up. So my husband lost his job. I thought, you know, it was just about a little bit before the COVID, you know, lockdown and all that. So I said, why not? I'm sitting at home. I can work from home. And she had a part of her company. It's called Herbal Alchemy is the name of her company that I've been a part of for 3 years. And she had us read all these books. And her side of her company is called Becoming Her. She wants women. She always says that, you know, in the Bible, it talks about without a purpose, the people perish. And she just uses scripture throughout her company. But the first book she ever asked me to read was A Man's Search for Meaning. And it reminded me very much of what you said about this young gentleman who, just wanting to have the time to take care of his mind and his heart and all of those things. And it's in this book, Man's Search for Meaning. His name is Viktor Frankl. And he was in the concentration camps, and he was a doctor of psychology and psychiatry. And so he could see each person in his, you know, in the part of his camp where they just worked every day and how they would get shoes that were too small for their feet, psychologically just trying to take these people out as they worked in the dead of winter with too small of shoes, their feet were bleeding. And this doctor made a very interesting, just kind of from watching what would happen. He said, I could tell when someone was getting ready to die because their mind was the first thing to stop choosing life. And then the body followed and they would die very shortly after in the concentration camp. And so he became his own kind of study. He studied how he felt and when he'd noticed his mind and things he was choosing. And once it was the most phenomenal book I've ever read. So it definitely started me on a journey of saying yes, not easy yeses, using the confidence of how Christ made me to be, not my own understanding of who I am. And every time I said yes, so I said yes to the social selling. You know that's not easy. That is not an easy path to choose. The books that I was reading, the Becoming Her, during a time that we were grieving our whole life. We just didn't even know it was going to happen. But every time I said yes to something that God put in my path, it was like a cascade of connect the dots to the next yes. And I didn't understand at the time, but because I was choosing, and you even mentioned the word vibration, our owner is very much into vibrational eating and everything on the planet has energy. And if we want good things to come out of our beings and our bodies, then we need to be putting in real food, clean living, non-toxic. So she has set out to do that in every area. Like she's got immunity oils and soaps and lotions, because our skin is the largest organ. And so she moved to a farm in Tennessee. She's growing all of her own ingredients that she needs. And she's very much into good soil. I mean, she is so brilliant at the, and God answered all this through a dream for her. So it's been one dream after another. And she would dream of ingredients. And she would find out, like, one of her ingredients in her lotion is the, of course now I can't remember it, but it's the, anyway, it turns out to be a purple flower that Queen Esther used in her rituals before she went to go see the king. So it was very ancient. And so now she uses a lot of those things in her products. So it's just a beautiful connection to ancient times and things that are very powerful. And so all of the books that I've read and all the things and the people that I've met and the stories that they've shared me and the faces that I've got to, you know, that proximity of people and how God even led me to you. I'm never on TikTok, and all of a sudden you were on there talking about Aramaic. And I was like, I couldn't blink. I didn't breathe. And I stopped dead in my tracks. And my husband was like, I'm like, I am madly in love with her. I just want to hear everything. I was like staying up till 2 a.m. I was like, my head was drunk, tired. I was just like trying to stay awake because I wanted to hear everything he had to say because I was so hungry. You know, I want to know Jesus, you know, original language. And I felt like I was in his backyard playing in the sandbox with him every time he talked, you know. And so all of these things were just so beautiful. And so God absolutely works with those who lean in. And let, he is my hope. He is my yes. And when my little human self doesn't align with my spiritual self, I have to just sit in it, ask what he has for me to learn in it. And the biggest thing that I've learned over probably the last 10 years is when I sit and I think of the things that really hurt me within my trauma, I look for Jesus in the room. Like, where was he when that happened? And so now when that trauma or a trigger hits me, I'm able to go, where is he? Because I see him first, and so it doesn't have the punch. And
that's right.
Yeah. And so all of these things, feeling my best, detoxing my body, unburdening my, you know, my hormonal structure within my body, just feeling my best, getting good sleep, spending holy time with my Creator, in the way that just he and I connect because he just longs to have my heart. Even kind of working through church hurt. You know, there's a lot of that going on with all the religious things instead of relationship things with Jesus.
Yes.
All of that has just been this nugget of love, this, you know, this contagious love that he has for me. And you know, girl, because I've been doing one-on-ones with you, you know more than probably anybody of the damage that the enemy has tried to do and the way I seek outside myself, yet I'm still starting, you know, like you said. And I just am so grateful for the past. I'm grateful for all the things I'm learning because I know, as we've talked, that everything I'm learning is to offer a hand to someone who's crossing the same bridge. That's the whole point. And so God knows I have a heart for a girl.
Oh, I lost you for a quick second there.
Oh. I was going to say, in all of this learning, God has given to me many dreams of wanting to help girls who are aging out of the foster care system. And right now there's just lots of babies. And I even heard a conversation the other day where there's certain places in America where they're thinking about opening orphanages again because there's so many babies. And I'm like, okay, Lord, if you ask me to do these things, you're going to have to give me a means because, you know, we can't do anything without monetary, you know, means. And so about 6 months ago,
the money and the people and the support. Yes.
Yeah. We can't do it alone. And I'm really grateful for that. But so he gave me an invention years and years ago. And I just kind of sat on it, kind of forgot about it. And he goes, what about that invention I gave you years ago that you've been sitting on? I was just like, what? And so, so I said yes. And I have been a longtime friend with a girl who I started talking to. She lives in Myrtle Beach. She's like, well, we have 2 or 3 patents and we have inventions. And I mean, like, the past was just like the Red Sea. It was completely smooth, no bumps. Like, they gave me, use our patent attorney. You know, use our material engineer and the marketing and all of it. And I'm just like going, wow. I just want to encourage everyone. Everybody has a story that's just as important as the next person. And if you can really, even in the hard times, know that he's teaching you something and what am I supposed to learn during that time, and never lose your hope to say yes to the door he's asking you to go through. It is so my life picture right now is I'm going through one of the hardest seasons of my life because of some things we're going through with my husband's job. I just found out today that I more than likely have shingles from stress. I mean, it's just your body feels, right? And I have so much joy and peace that it's just being a human in a spiritual experience, you know? So I just want to encourage, anyone who's listening to know that they are so loved and they are so valuable and they are so, the worthiness that they've been given from their first breath is still there. And reach out. Don't do it alone. I know a lot of you reach out to Rebecca, and she is such a great gift to so many of us. So if you're on the fence about doing, you know, one-on-one with her, now's the time. This is your little nudge.
I appreciate the plug.
It is. It really is. And it's not by chance. But once you say yes and you get into a habit of saying yes, sure, you still have hard times as being human, but my goodness, you're not alone. And then you get to see him working and why you're going through the hard time. If you can continue to just keep your eyes focused on him, it starts becoming clear of the pattern of, oh, this is what you're doing. I know you well enough now to where it's for me. It's for me what I'm going through. And even though it's
you
tough,
know, that right there is exactly why I wanted you to be on the show. That right there. And that's why today's episode is called Creating a Healthy Life from the Heart, because a healthy life isn't promised to you. A good life is not guaranteed. Families that are educated and supportive and all enlightened to raise you are not the norm.
No.
And so all of us, I'm yet to meet somebody who doesn't get to adulthood and need to work on something. But what you just said and why and how you are the way you are, Kelly, that's why I say creating a healthy life from the heart. You're someone who has become well practiced, whether things are going well or not, to be able to sit with it and to reflect on it, to get the gold out of it. You know, I was someone who, when stuff was going sideways, used to go into panic. And then I saw that after things would happen, there was really like gold lining around it.
Yeah. And
it took me a lot of years. Okay. I'm not saying I was 18 when I got this, unfortunately.
Yeah, right?
I'm saying yesterday. When it really... When I've really seen it over the last few years, I would say over the last 7 years of my life, that I began really disciplining myself to say, look, God has proven to me over and over and over again that no matter what comes for me, no matter what tries to persuade me, hold me down, get me distracted or upset, truly greater is the spirit within me than anything in this world. And as long as I can maintain that mindset. And like you said, reach out for help. Sometimes we need help. We're not supposed to do this life alone. Whether it's your invention or whether it's a hard afternoon that you need a shoulder, we're not supposed to do this life alone. And so it's in the very nature of our design. It took two people coming together to bring us here. It took the spirit to breathe life into what they had created physically. There's a lot that goes on with just showing up. You weren't alone showing up. And so that's part of what I really enjoy about you is that you've developed in yourself an ability to say, okay, number one, there's not a God forsaking me right now.
No.
So while I'm going through this, I'm not going to wait until after to in 5 years go, oh, there's the hand of God.
So there you are.
I didn't need to freak out over these last 5 years. I can't. You've disciplined yourself. And that's why I think where we resonate so much is I'm the same way in so much that I've disciplined myself that while I'm going through it, even if it's painful.
Oof, yeah.
Even if I don't like it. God and I are very close. I can say I don't like this and I'm doing it anyway. Okay?
Exactly.
But I've learned to sit, and you've learned to sit in spaces that are not comfortable. They're not what you like. They're not necessarily what you want. But clearly they're the circumstances that you're meant to be dwelling in right now. And so you do not resist. And so you breathe. And so you put music. And so you create art. And so you get into the word. And so you use your clean living. And you've created these tentacles, if you will, of healthy living from your heart space.
Yeah. Well,
and that is why your story is so important, I think, to hear, because a lot of times when people are overwhelmed or they're in pain or they're not getting, I don't mean to trivialize it when I say not getting their way, but you know, when you lose your musical career of decades, that's not getting your way. That's devastating, right? So when I say we don't get our way, I mean those things. I got raped. That's not getting my way, right? It's devastating. When we don't get our way, it can devastate us. So how would you say, if you were to give someone just a few tips on practical application, there they are. Here we are, Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. Somebody's not having a good day.
Yeah.
How do you tell them? And I don't mean like a good day, not a good day, like they spilled coffee on their pants, although that can happen too. But somebody, like the young man I was talking to this afternoon, somebody saying, God, I wish I could be a better dad. Somebody saying, I just want to be a better person. I want to not be so stressed. I want to not be so PTSD'd over my past and not so anxious about the future and not so dreadful about walking into my career and not worried about my kids. And I feel so stuck in everything I'm feeling, other than now's the time to book your one-on-one with Rebecca, which we all heard her say. So do that. LivingGodsPromises.com.
Yeah. That's a
also
start.
Also a gratuitous
sister.
Plug.
That's a big start.
But
I am not paid to do this, by the way.
Is that right? She is not a paid spokesperson for this brand. I always tell people, like, you know, y'all need to go to Herbal Alchemy. Like, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But I always tell people, I don't get a toaster, okay? I'm not getting a toaster for telling y'all to go shop places that are great places.
Well, now I'm really-
Kelly's not getting a toaster for saying she should do a one-on-one session with me. Realistically speaking, what is that in your, you're in your house, you're on your own. There isn't Rebecca, let's just say, right now in your car. What can they be doing? What are the steps that you take that you get you grounded and sort of in an internal safe space, if you will? and mm-hmm. then clear to be able to take steps that are powerful, because clearly you're empowered. So, or you wouldn't be taking mm-hmm. steps to make these moves in your life, right? So where mm-hmm. is it? How is it? What are the practical things you do that really get you in your power?
The first thing that I think that's most important for me, or when I'm talking with someone who has just gone through a divorce, or their second divorce, or their third divorce, or dealing with infertility and they feel worthless as a woman, or they're grieving the dream of having children. I mean, there's hard, you know, I went this past weekend to a contagious love weekend, and there were women in there that were in their 70s still dealing from trauma of their dad leaving when they were children. So trauma and all of those things are just huge out there. And if mm-hmm. I'm just saying, the first thing that I would say to someone is, you are enough. You are just enough mm-hmm. the way God made you. And only God gets to tell you who you are. Like, when you fully wrap your mind around that there is an amazing God creator who designed you for his joy, and the world has just wanted to kick you around, it's almost like you have to go all the way back. I've spent so much time with my 8-year-old self. Mm. I cherish her. I spend time with her. She's usually dancing around me when I go somewhere. Like, she's got pigtails and she's got, you know, she'll have lip gloss on, but she's got muddy knees because she's a tomboy, but then she likes glittery things too. And I have fallen in love with her because I really didn't have anything to do with her. I was just here by God's grace. Okay. So when I spent time with her, I was so, it's like, if she can't, she came up the first time I just closed my eyes and imagined that little girl. She came up, I was sitting, and she came up, put her elbows on my knees and looked into my eyes. And I thought, she is precious. It's like, if you would look at any child, they're beautiful and they're precious.
Yes.
And you feel compassionate and you feel like you want to hug them and walk them through and protect them and all the good things. And I just started doing them for myself as God showed me. And it just took me to stop having expectations that were so unreachable for myself, for those around me. Expectations will kill your life. And having a humility that I'm not in charge. And then when I wasn't in charge anymore, patience came over my life and a kindness came over my life. And out of all of these fuller, because I will never arrive, but they're fuller buckets of how to love myself, having good boundaries of letting the way maybe someone talks to me, or just simple little things of putting things in place as I grew, seeking wisdom, seeking wise counsel of those who've already done this particular path, learn from each other, knowing that I'm not alone. It was little steps, little yeses, and it will forever be that way. And as I did little yeses, and as I would share with someone, it just takes one little yes or one, oh, look, there's one grateful. Like, I literally took a grateful notebook, and I just, sometimes I could only write one thing down that I was grateful for. And then I would write down one thing that I was not going to expect for myself or someone else. That wasn't even realistic as a human. And that's where I started. And as a matter of fact, I'm in the process, because this is how it works with me. Now that I love to invent things and create things, I want to put together a grateful notebook where people can get started, you know, like getting that cement square stone moving into more of a wheel. And, you know, we talk about that things that are successful for us of life, the quality of life. And sometimes we just get stuck and it may just take one nudge. But I promise you one thing, that when you start allowing forgiveness in your heart towards people, towards yourself, the expectation, and choosing to love where you can love, especially starting with yourself, it just starts this whole, like I said before, it's like this cascade of freedom. And that's how I
would.
Such a
beautiful word picture for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God talks to me in pictures, as if you couldn't tell, mm-hmm. but I do picture things. And, highly visual mm-hmm. over here, but I can say this, that when I went through my divorce and I went through infertility and I went through my adoption, the one thing, because I adopted my daughter and when she was 1 year old, my husband had an affair and left. Okay, so now this family that had waited for all these years, 10 years almost, I was finally a mom. And then life, you know, and I believe it's the enemy. I believe it's the evil side of life that's trying to destroy me. He literally took away my family that I could have a family with my daughter. And God was like, okay, you've grieved having a child, which I've been here with you every moment, and that is okay. But now you have a child, and mm-hmm. if you grieve too long about losing your family, you're going to miss out on her growing up.
Mm.
And so those are the kind of things that he told me. Like I didn't want to wake up when she was 10. Like you said before, I don't look at 5 years down the road and go, oh, I wish I would have gotten that then. So it's okay to grieve alongside joy. My grandmother used to say, you can be happy and sad in the same britches. So it's just that. That tension to be managed that I really want to encourage people. And I'm living proof, and I will never, you know, it'll never be perfection, but I don't want perfection. I want real. I want tangible and honesty and those kind of things. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I would do if someone was sitting in front of me. And, I hope and pray that for everyone who's listening as well. And I pray that for you.
Yeah, that's
Rebecca.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's funny. I spent a lot of years in the self-loathing game.
Yeah.
And really thought I was hideous. I was disgusted by myself.
Aww.
And I couldn't hear the words telling me that I was beautiful.
Hmm.
I was for myself disgusting. And in my own healing process, I came to face off with the past that left me with mm-hmm. that message.
Mm-hmm.
I came to face off with the circumstances of molestation and violence and emotional neglect that left me with a message that the only reason those things happened had to have been because I was disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to put back what was not mine to carry.
Mm.
I was able to put it back. I loved when you said earlier that you look for the Jesus in the situations now, because as I prayed one day about specifically about the season of my life when I was being molested by family members, unbeknownst to my parents, of course. And
mm-hmm.
And the Spirit showed me that everywhere mm-hmm. in the space where I was physically, that there was not a person sitting, there was the Spirit of God present. And that what was trying to work against me was not ever going to prevail, because the Spirit of God that is in me is greater than those circumstances that tried to oppress and suppress me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that's what I'm hearing in your message. And that's what I hope that those of you who are listening, that you will take time to sit with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Make time. Get your own journal. Get a notepad. Heck, use the back of an envelope. But
yes.
List the things that you want God to lift off of you. And then list mm-hmm. the things for which you are grateful that you are already blessed.
Mm-hmm.
and pray. You know, in Aramaic, the word for prayer is shlofa, and it comes from the word sla. And you've probably heard me say this a million times, Kelly, but for the rest of you,
oh, say it again.
The word sla in thank you. The word sla in Aramaic means to set a trap. So when we go to shlofa, when we're praying, we're setting a trap for the mind of God. And I use writing a lot for that. I write down questions. God, this is my question. For literally 3 years in my 20s and early 30s, I had a bracelet that had a little box, little like a little locket thing on it. And and it was a prayer locket. And every week on Sundays, when I got home from church and was feeling all anointed and what's not, I would get a little piece of, little scrap piece of paper out, a little tiny corner of a piece of paper, and I would write down words that were what I wanted God to talk to me about, job, health, whatever, or people's names that I was praying for or about or the relationship with them. And I would fold it up. And I would put it in my locket, and I would wear it all week long. And I'd be like, Lord, I would touch it throughout the week, be like, you know, I need you on all those things that are written on this paper. and things moved. Things moved. Wisdom came to me. Circumstances shifted. Things between me and those people got answered, not even necessarily resolved. That's resolved. It doesn't mean that we get our way. It means that we are empowered on the way. Mindset, emotions, our spiritual practices are important, but so is how we take care of ourselves. So as we close up here, our last little bit of our show, I want to not step over your brand. I want to make sure that we understand your brand and how people can get to you to shop your brand. Obviously, the mission of the company is to provide sourced, clean sources of food and supplements. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us the website that people, how do people shop with you?
Yeah, it is, it's herbalalchemy.com/Kelly Chauncey. And I can, right, when you load this radio time on the Great I Am page or wherever you post, I can put the link in the comments if people want to see it. But
okay,
it's really changed it's really changed my life. I take a brain activation, I take a gut detox, which is your brain and your gut, and it's totally lifted the hormone disruptors that we are living around all the time and what we eat. And then I take a collagen, which has changed my skin. And, you know, it's the only collagen. It is powder form, but it has been radioactively tagged to the cellular level. And then it also encourages your body to make collagen. And the reason she did powder was because the moment you add liquid to anything, you have to do stabilizers and preservatives, which are chemicals. And she said that the moment that you add liquid also, that it starts oxidizing. So sometimes things, it's most potent when it's in powder form. But then, of course, you add water to it when you're there. So it is liquid when you take it. The soaps and the lotions, she did that out of a need. She had a friend who had cancer, and the first thing her doctor told her to do was, what are you using for lotions and soaps? Because those that's on the market are the most toxic, because it takes under 30 seconds to get in your bloodstream. And it's just loaded with chemicals. So she set out to, she uses beeswax. She has her own, her little bee farm. It's just a beautiful thing. So she's very centralized on her farm. She tries not to outsource anything. And she knows exactly where it's coming from. And even the way she derives things, like she has this Arise energy drink it protects your muscles. It gives you energy. And I think she has xylitol in it. Well, you can get xylitol from two different places. One's GMO, the GMO corn that she derives first from birch bark. So it's from trees. It's all natural. And so she's just, and the green tea that's in it, she uses green coffee beans because they're now finding that anything that's real burnt, you know, the burnt coffee beans can be, have carcinogens in them. So she's super,
that's right.
She goes layers deep. And I appreciate the way her mind works because, you know, I just don't want to spend my time doing that. I've got things to paint and things to play. And I'm so grateful that God made minds like that to where I can learn and I can share. But I used to be a sugar addict. I used to just crave sugar all day long. It would be just like, okay, I got through today. And then, you know, I'd white knuckle to the next day. And it was constant because there's sugar in everything we eat. And and so the brain activation has released me from being I don't even think about sugar anymore, which is like, it's just such a gift. And
Amazing.
I'm really grateful for her. And so if you guys have any questions, you know, I'd be happy to help you in any way I can.
Well, I'm on the website right now. I'm really looking at these. I'm looking at what I'm going to shop.
Oh, good.
But I'm looking at these balms, the muscle balm, breathe balm, headache balm, and sleep balm.
Yes. Those are amazing. Those are amazing.
Those are just topicals you just apply?
Yep. I use the sleep balm every night, and you put it on your bottom of your feet, and you just kind of, I wrote underneath my nose a little bit. Because the feet have the largest pores in the body. That's why it's good to go outside and kind of walk around with bare feet to soak up minerals and things like that. So, and it's heavenly. I had a baby, a little sweet little baby that my friend, it wouldn't sleep. And I sent her one of those and it was like,
no.
Thank you. So it's taking up for babies to use. And
I was just going to say, what a blessing that there are babies that need remedy, and there's so much on the market that you can't be giving to a baby. But this you can use even for a baby.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, listen, go shop. There is something for everybody's budget in this store.
Yeah.
HerbalAlchemy.com/Kelly Chauncey. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say you can get 20% off on a subscribe and save. And I encourage people, and even corporate encourages us to get 20% off. Your first order, you also will have $10 off, and that will be in the link that I send to you. And then within a week, or you know, if you know you just want to try it, you can always go back and cancel it. You're never stuck. If you do not like the product, it does not work for you, you have 60 days, full money-back guarantee. There's no, like, trappings or help. I can't make this stop or, you know, I wouldn't be a part of anything like that because it's just not possible.
Thank you for saying that. I know some people are afraid to pull a trigger because then 3 months later they've got $8,000 worth of product and they're not using and an overdrawn checking account. And they're like, what just happened?
Exactly.
I just wanted a protein shake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good. I'm glad you said
that.
Yeah. Well, listen, y'all. Please listen. Kelly is accessible. She's on social media. You can obviously visit her website. But is there an email address they can get you at too? I didn't want to just say it out loud.
Yeah.
Are
Kelly
you okay
Chauncey
with email?
Oh yeah. 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 It's KellyChauncey@me.com. And I also am on Instagram. I'm Skinfluencer, Kelly.
Yes. I love that. Skinfluencer Kelly.
Well, it's
so witty.
It's good in your skin inside and out. It's being good in your skin, you know. And you know what? If anyone wants to share their story, I'm just all about however God is, you know, pressing on your heart. I'll do my best, you know. To point
Amen.
To Rebecca.
Amen. We have like a mutual pointing relationship, Kelly and I. We mutually point. Well, Kelly, God bless you. God bless your husband and your daughter and your family. And thank you for being with me today. But thank you for being a bright spot in the world that is discouraged so often. And thank you for being a source for people to have connection and community and empowerment for women and prosperity and good health. We need more people with that heart in this world. So thank you for being with us today. We'll have you again.
Thank you. All right. God bless your family, sister.
Too,
Rebecca. Love you so much.
Thank you. Love you, girl. Bye-bye.
Love you.
That was our guest, Kelly Chung. And it's her name, Kelly. You know how to spell Kelly. Chauncey, C-H-A-U-N-C-Y. And go connect with her. Connect with her on Instagram. Connect with her and introduce yourself. Let her know you heard about her on today's show. See what she has to offer. Perhaps in connecting, it's where we really activate the great I am. Perhaps it's not me sitting here saying I am the great I am incarnate that really gives me power. It's saying, oh my gosh, and so is Kelly. And so are you. Now, what can we great I ams commune together and create? How do we do this thing called humaning with greater consciousness? You know, that's the true message of the teachings of Jesus and the gospel, a message of consciousness. It's a message to say, listen, you're not an inanimate object. You're made of spirit. There's energy in there. What you think, it matters. It happens, what you think. It comes to life. You're as good as done it when you think it. He demonstrated the great I am by how he spoke life into people, laid hands and prayed over people, fed people, encouraged people, and rebuked when necessary. But how great would the world be if each of us took on and embodied that same spirit for ourselves to be able to say, I am the great I am in, through, and as Rebecca. And there's a life available to me as the great I am in, through, and as Rebecca. Now, how do I get that marriage? How do I raise kids from there? How do I deal with my money from there? How do I make a career from there? We each have within us what it takes to create a healthy life from the heart. So big thanks to today's guest, Kelly Chauncey. I pray that you'll all get connected and get to know her. And of course, please pay a visit to my website, livinggodspromises.com. Livinggodspromises.com is sort of our current hub for the Godly Woman and Heaven on Earth Ministries. And it's a place where you can register for classes, schedule one-on-one sessions. Don't forget, Kelly told you to. And where you can make donations to Heaven on Earth Ministries. We are a Michigan nonprofit organization serving across the USA and different parts of the world, helping people live their great I am life through holistic healthcare, clean products for superfoods, nutrition, homeopathics, and more. Purpose coaching for people really ready to live and produce results from that great I am. And of course, our spiritual ministry, serving people, expanding the breath of life in each of us, that we would truly be overcomers in the great I am. And of course, I'll be with you here next week with another great guest on Great I Am Radio. We'll see you then. Peace.